Okay, today's daf is daf Memches. We are on Mem Zayin Amud Beis. We are discussing the Gemara brought up yesterday and had a discussion. We're going to get to Halacha L'maisa right now. The Gemara had a discussion. What about Shechiyanu and Shmini Atzeres? So the Gemara, the shittas that were brought was that you do say Shechiyanu and Shmini Atzeres. It is its own chag le'inyan certain halachos. So the Gemara says, is that halacha l'maisa? So we'll start four lines from the bottom on Mem Zayin Amud Beis. My havi Allah, what's the halacha l'maisa? What are we passing about Shmini Atzeres and Shechiyanu? So Rav Nachman Amar Omrim Zman B'Shmini Shachad. Rav Nachman says, yes, you do say Shechiyanu on Shmini Atzeres. It's interesting the language of the Gemara. The Gemara calls it Shmini Shel Chag. So even that phrase itself can be read two different ways. How much is it connected to Sukkos, and how much is it its own Chag? It's Shmini, but it's Shel Chag. So is that just practically Lamaisa, it's the eighth day of what we call Sukkos, or is it somehow connected to Sukkos? Something that we'll talk about. Rav Sheshi Zamar, Ein Omer Zman Shmini Shel Chag. Rav Sheshi says, no. Rav Sheshi says Shmini Atzeres is just like the last days of Pesach, and it's connected to the previous Yantif, and you do not say a separate Shechiyanu. The Hilchasa, and we paskin Omrim Zman B'Shmini Shel Chag. We paskin that you say Shechiyanu on Shmini Atzeres. You don't say Shechiyanu on the last days of Pesach. Tanya Kalasi to Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says Shmini Regel Bifnei Atzmo Le'inyin Pazar Kashav. Rav Nachman says that there's a brisa that's a riot to Rav Nachman. The Shmini Atzeres is its own Yantif regarding six items. Pazar Kashav. What are these items? Pious Bifnei Atzmo, Zman Bifnei Atzmo, Regel Bifnei Atzmo, Carbon Bifnei Atzmo, Shir Bifnei Atzmo, Bracha Bifnei Atzmo. Regarding these six items, Shmini Atzeres is its own Yantif. So what are these six items? Each one of them is a discussion. Pious Bifnei Atzmo. What does pious mean? So Rashi explains how we know that the Kohanim was split up into 24 different Mishmaros, and each week of the year, a different Mishmar of the Kohanim used to work. So they worked for about 2 weeks out of the year, that's 48 weeks. But during the Yom Tovim, all the Kohanim, all the Mishmaros worked. Question is, how did they work? So Rashi says that on Sukkot, they did not have any type of lottery to decide who was going to do the Avodah. Rashi says, Shebechol pari achag lo hiu matilin pious eza mishmar yakrib. What did they do? They just went round and around. They went in order. And every group had almost every group had three chances to do because so many karbanos, the parim, the elam, and the kvasim. There was two groups that didn't get a third chance. Rashi explains. So, but that Rashi says there was no pious when it comes to all the days of Sukkos. Shmini Atzeres, one day separate karbanos. So then there was a new pious. There was a lottery on Shmini Atzeres, a goro, in order to determine which mishmar was going to be in practice that day. The Ramban, and the Ritva here quotes the opinion also, argues. They say, pious, you're right, pious means a goral on Shmini Atzeres, but how can you say there was no pious for Sukkos? How'd they decide who went first on Sukkos? And just like we had, if you want to tell me that they were all running up the ramp and breaking each other's legs to just do the Trumas Hadeshen, you know, Kal v'chomer, the animals of the Musafin and the Karbanis and everything that happens on Sukkos. So you have to say there was a pious. So the Ramban, and they quoted Tosefta to this effect. So the Ramban and the Ritva here quote that Vala Iker Apirish no ki biyom arishonim b'fis na reshim mishmaros. No, the first day of Sukkos they had a pious. And they determined who was going to start. And every mishmar after that was in order. They didn't have a pious every day. But they determined which one would start on day one. And then all of them went from there. And then they had another one on Shmini Atzeres. So there's a machlokas rishonim. Was there a pious that took place in the Beis HaMikdash on Sukkos? But either way, the word pious here for Shmini Atzeres means a new goral for the Yantif. Zman b'fnei atzmo. What's zman b'fnei atzmo? So that means shechiyanu. That one is straightforward. That was what we said already. It's shechiyanu. Regel b'fnei atzmo. What does regel b'fnei atzmo mean? So that you have a couple of interpretations. Rashi here quotes regel b'fnei atzmo she'ein yoshvin basukkah. You don't sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. That's on right in Eretz Yisrael. So that's regel b'fnei atzmo. Tosfos asks a couple of questions. So this is what I mean. So why can this refer to lulav also? What does sukkah have to do more with regel than lulav have to do with regel? So what do you mean that you don't sit in the sukkah? So Tosfos gives another two pshatim. Tosfos quotes Rabbeinu Tam, who suggests that maybe this is referring to lina. Regel means that just like there's a mitzvah of lina, of sleeping over the day after you bring a karban, so the Shmini Atzeres has a separate din of lina, because there's a separate karbanus, therefore there's a separate din of lina, of sleeping over in the Beis HaMikdash. in Yerushalayim. Number two. Number three, Tosfos also quotes Rabbeinu Chananel. A third pshat about Regel is Rabbeinu Chananel Mefarsh about the eighth skinny line. Le'inyin sheyidcha avelus. In terms of stopping avelus, Shmini Atzeres also counts as a regel b'fnei atzmo. We know, we mentioned in the past, that if Shiva, Rachman al-Islam, somebody's saying Shiva, and they even said Shiva for 2 minutes, 1 minute before Yantif, then Yantif breaks Shiva. We spoke a little bit about the Shabbat Shuvah, because avelus and Yantif cannot coexist. Avelus symbolizes distance from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Kiyam Shiva Lever, if Soloveitchik says, is the distance from Hashem, while Yantif, the Simcha of Yantif, is always associated with Lifnei Hashem, closest to Hashem. And those two feelings cannot coexist. That's why on Shabbos there is Avelus, but on Yantif, according to what we paskin, there's no Avelus even Bitsina. So, what happens when it comes to Shmini Atzeres? So the halacha is that let's say somebody sits Shiva for 7 days before Yantif. And then Sukkot comes. Sukkot breaks Shiva. So what happens? Sukkot is considered another 7 days automatically. Or Shavuos would also be considered 7 days. Any Yantif is considered 7 days. It breaks Shiva, but let's say Lenin Shloshim. So what happens for Shloshim? So Sukkot is called 7 days. So you have 14 days. Come Shmini Atzeres. You know what the halacha is? Shmini Atzeres counts for an entire 7 days. And therefore, altogether, you have 21, and after Shmini Atzeres, you have to count 9 more days of Shloshim. That's what it means here. Sheyidcha Avelus, it stops Avelus, and it counts like a separate chag, a week's worth of days for Shloshim. It breaks, it is no Hechi Timsi that it'll break Shiva, because Shiva had been broken before Yantif, and somebody, Rachman al-Islam, dies on Yantif, so then Shiva doesn't start till after Yantif. So there's no Hechi Timsi for Shmini Atzeres to break Shiva, but it could count towards Shloshim, it could be a week towards Shloshim. That is the third shot, what Regel means. So we have Rashi, you don't sit in the Sukkah, Tosfos Lina, and Rabbeinu Chananel, Dechias Avelus. Rabbi Yosef Engel in Yuma on Daf Gimel quotes a fourth shot where this also comes up, and that is regarding the Isser of Baal Ta'acher. We know if I make a neder to bring a karban, the Gemara discusses that I have to bring it within, I can't let 3 Yavim Tovim pass before I fulfill my neder. And if not, I'm in violation of Baal Ta'acher, Lo Sa'acher, Lo Shalmo. You're not supposed to delay in fulfilling your neder. So Siddur Shem Rebbe Yosef Engel, based on Raya's, that let's say you make a neder, it goes Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos. So after Sukkos is finished, your neder is violated. So says Rabbi Yosef Engel, the second that Shmini Atzeres starts, once Sukkos has passed, you violate Baal Ta'acher. Because Shmini Atzeres is not part of Sukkos. It's a regel b'fnei atzmo, and therefore you'd be in violation of Baal Ta'acher in this case. That's what he says. Lulei divrei mishlomar kavana leni Baal Ta'acher de'in shmini regel echad im Sukkos ki hechi da'aveiras Baal Ta'acher tia ba'avur shmini rako regel b'fnei atzmo u'ba'avur d'sayin Sukkos d'miyad over Baal Ta'acher. He says the same thing the other way. Let's say you make a neder before Shavuos. So then you'd have Shavuos and Sukkos and Shmini Atzeres. That'll be 3 Yom Tovim for Baal Ta'acher. Again, that is another pshat, a fourth pshat of what Regel means. So that's pious, that's Regel. Next, carbon b'fnei atzmo. This we discussed yesterday, that Shmini Atzeres has its own set of karbanos. It's not in the Seder following, going down with the parim from the previous day. Shira b'fnei atzmo. A separate Shira. What's Shira? So we had yesterday, Rashi explained, it means the Shira of the Levium. Shira of the Levium. That every day they used to sing, Rashi explained this yesterday, that every day on the bottom of Mem Zion and Aleph, every day the Levium used to sing something to do with the time of year, and it had to do with the Matnas Aniyim that you had to leave because it was Manasifa. So it discussed Lekat Shech and Pei and Maisris, all the Mizmorim said, but when it comes to Shmini Atzeres, it did not have to do with that, it was a separate topic. And that's what it means, Shir B'fnei Atzmo. And finally, Bracha B'fnei Atzmo. Shmini Atzeres is separate regarding the Bracha. What does Bracha mean? So Rashi quotes 2 pshatim. Number one, Es Yom HaShmini. You don't say Chag HaSukkos HaZeh, you say Yom HaShmini. So what's the exact Nusach? So that we alluded to yesterday a little bit. Rashi, in 2 places on yesterday's daf, says Beferish. Look at one place. Look at Mem Zayin Abayis, the 3rd line on top. Es Yom Shmini Chag HaAtzeres HaZeh. Yom Shmini Chag HaAtzeres HaZeh. Rashi says that in 2 places on yesterday. So then on the previous also the bottom of Mem Vavam Abayis. So Rashi says Yom Shmini Chag HaAtzeres HaZeh. And this is at the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, based on a number of Rishonim. Yom Shmini Chag HaAtzeres HaZeh. The Ramah says there in Tafrei Samaches, you never find Shmini Atzeres called a Chag. So you can't say the word Chag. Okay, that's another gear. So generally, that minhag is not found. The other nusach which is found is Yom Shmini Atzeres HaChag HaZeh. Those are the 2 different nuschaos, I think, that we have. most say either Yom Shmini Atzeres Achag Azeh or Yom Shmini Chag Atzeres Azeh. And that's going to point out the Taz discusses that this is a conceptual idea that if you say Shmini Atzeres Achag Azeh, so that's connecting Shmini Atzeres somewhat to Sukkos because it's Shmini is the eighth of Atzeres Achag Azeh. But if it's Shmini, if it's the eighth, Chag Atzeres Azeh, that's somewhat more independent. It's the eighth, it's Chag Atzeres. It's not the eighth of the Atzeres, it's not the Atzeres of the Chag. It's not the stopping of the Chag, and it's connected somehow. So even those two Nuschos reflect something about how much is Shmini Atzeres connected to the Yontif or not. That is the first shot of Rashi. There is a big discussion in the postgame, what if by mistake, on Shmini Atzeres night, I'm so used to saying Chag HaSukkos Hazeh, so I said Chag HaSukkos Hazeh instead of Shmini Atzeres HaChag Hazeh. So the other way around, the Chor wouldn't work. Say Shmini Atzeres by mistake on Sukkos, that's the wrong day. But if you say Chag HaSukkos Hazeh instead, so what's the halacha? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention it, the Mishnah Berurah quotes, Machlokas HaPoskim, look in the Shari Tshuva. It doesn't help us, so what do we do? So Rav Moshe has a Tshuva about it. Rav Moshe says that L'maisa, what he paskins is that you are not chozer. You are not chozer because, after all, Shmini Atzeres is somewhat connected to Sukkos, and therefore, Rav Moshe writes in a tshuva in Arachayim and Chelak Gimel Simin Sadek Zayin, Ika Machlokas, Ha, etc. He says, V'chein Tzarech Lahoros, Shebita V'amar Esyob Chag Sukkos Azeh, V'gamar HaBracha Shalol Lachzar. And this is whether or not, says Rav Moshe, whether you remember Shmini Atzeres and just maybe Hitas L'shoncha, you know, you said Chaga, that's what's most of the time. If you ask us, after someone asks me, what day is it? We know what day it is. It's just that we were so used to saying the other Lashon, or whether you thought it was really Sukkos. Either way, he says that. But then he ends off, he says, Misvara, I don't know why this is. I don't know why this is, but again, Slavic Brachas, but he's about Tamuli, Nihisha Nikra Batara B'Shem Chag HaSukkos, Al Kalpanim Tiknu Shei Rega B'Fnei Atzmo. Chazal gave us a new Bracha. So I don't know why this isn't a Shinui Min Matbeah Shetavu Chachamim. I don't know why you shouldn't be Chozer, but Moshe says, that's what I think that Halacha is, B'Tzarech Iyan. He leaves it B'Tzarech Iyan, because he really would want to say Chozer, but it doesn't pass in that way. Ravad Yosef in the Shuvin, Yabia Omer Paskins, you're Chozer. He says, once Chazal said, this is the bracha, this is the bracha. It's like saying Shmini Atzeres on Shavuos. It's like saying it's a different yontif. So what? There are, in Lumdis, there are connections. But once Chazal made a new bracha, so that's why he feels lamaisa that you should be chozer. Just the message for us is that we should focus on our Shmona Esrei when it comes to Shmini Atzeres night. We don't want to put ourselves into a suffix. Rav Moshe says, ta'a. If you're not sure what you said, so then Rav Moshe would for sure say it's okay. Rav Avadia, if you're not sure what you said, he might even be say chozer, because l'chor, the most you said is Chag HaSukkos Hazeh. You didn't say Shmini Atzeres Chag Hazeh. So, but I'm not sure. They're talking about, I don't know, it's a long tshuva in Yabia Omer. I didn't read the whole thing. Okay, Bracha L'atzmo, Rashi gives a second shot. What does Bracha mean? U'betosefta mashma shemavarkin es hamelech. The day there's a special bracha that they bless the king, connected to Shlomo HaMelech, like all those haftorahs that we read on Sukkos that have to do with the binyan Beis HaMikdash. I think the first or second day was one of them, and Shmini Atzeres was the other one regarding the binyan Beis HaMikdash. So that's connected to this bracha la'atzma. Okay, so regarding six things, that's the Pazar Kashav. Mas Nisan. Would that have any halacha l'maaseh today? I think just the haftorahs. That's the remez to it. Okay, Mishnah. So remember, the first Mishnah in the Perek earlier had listed off which items of Sukkos are done on how many days of Sukkos. So now the Mishnah is up to Hallel v'Asimcha. Hallel v'Asimcha Shmona. Saying Hallel, we say complete Hallel all 7 days and even the eighth day of Sukkos, which is Shmini Atzeres. Right? This is in contrast again to Pesach. Pesach, we only say full Hallel on the first day or days. The rest of it, we say Hallel, but Chatzi Hallel. That is, according to Moshe, Din Durabanan. Different. It's different than the Chatzi Hallel that we say on Rosh Chodesh, which is only a minhag. We discussed a couple days ago, do you make a bracha on a minhag? But the Hallel of the rest of the days of Pesach, various reasons given why we don't say Hallel on the days of Chol Hamoed Pesach and the last days of Pesach. The Gemara says maybe it's based on Masa Yalei Tfuim Bayam Vatzim Omrim Shira. You can't say Shira on Shvi Shal Pesach because, you know, Masa Yalei Tfuim Bayam, the Egyptians are dying. It's not appropriate to say Shira, to say Hallel. And once you're not going to say Hallel on a Yantif, it's inappropriate to say Hallel on Chol Hamoed. Chol Hamoed is going to be better than Yantif. That's one. There are other reasons given. The Gemara in Erechin says maybe it doesn't have separate karbanos. Ein chaluk and karbanosayhen. While Shmini Atzeres and Sukkos have chaluk and karbanosayhen. Either way, we know that Hallel, you say full Hallel on every day of Sukkos and on Shmini Atzeres.
Is it appropriate for halacha?
Right, is it appropriate for the Malachim to say Seira? Well, we say Shira at the Seder. We say Hallel. We do not say Hallel during Chol HaMoed and on that day. Well, they said as Yashir, but that's a separate din of B'Sha'as HaNes. B'Sha'as HaNes is a chiyah to say Hallel, just like we say Hallel, full Hallel, on the Seder night, because that's Kilu Hu Yatsami Mitzrayim, Chayav Adam Lurus as Atzmo, and that's Hallel B'Sha'as HaNes. That's what we spoke about a number of years ago, I think 5 years ago. We spoke about why that Hallel of the Seder night is a rule breaker. Right, you're allowed to say it's sitting down, you're allowed to split up for it. Maybe there's no bracha. Some say you use the bracha in shul. But others say there is no bracha. It's a rule breaker because that's a spontaneous halal b'shas anes. That is not the regular kavua kriya of halal. That's what Rav Haigon says, quoted in the Ran at the end of Psachim. He says it's not a halal b'toras kriya, it's a halal b'toras shira. And how Rav Soloveitchik explained that was that it's a spontaneous outpouring of emotion b'shas anes. It's not that there's a chiyuv to say halal tonight. So that halal is different at night. So halal v'asimcha shmona. So you say halal every day. V'hasimcha. And simcha, what's simcha? That means shlamim. Times of Beis HaMikdash, simcha meant the shlamim. The shlamim is for 8 days. I mean, the shalmei simcha are, something is done with them all 8 days. The Aruch HaNer here has a suffix. Does the mitzvah of shlamim, we all have a mitzvah, there are three karbanos that we have to bring on Yatif. We have to bring Shalmi Chagiga, we spoke about, we have to bring an Olas Re'ia, and also we have to bring Shalmi Simcha, just to satiate ourselves, to have extra meat around. Shalmi Simcha. Is the mitzvah inclusive of the Hakrava, the Shechita? Is the mitzvah of Shechita shlamim, or is it just Achila shlamim? He's not sure. He has that suffix. The Gemara is going to talk a little bit about it, but the Aruch HaNer here on our daf has that suffix. It says, Nistapakti, mahi mitzvah shal simcha. Yazvicha shal shalmi simcha, o achila. What's the nafkamina? Could you use your friend shlamim? You have to have your own shlamim? Could you be yosi with your friend shlamim? He has that discussion. Other achronim assume that there are both dinim, there is a kiyam of shchita, but that is simcha. Ketzad, malami shachai vada b'halo b'simcha v'chod yot v'achron shachag, k'shachai v'asachag. So what do you see? Halo v'simcha shmona? That means throughout Sukkis, even including the day after Shmini Atzeres, you have to have the mitzvah of simcha and halo. Minohani mili, how do you know? Asks the Gemara. Rashi, according to Rashi, the question is, how do you know that Shmini Atzeres is chayiv in simcha? Because it doesn't say beferish. Samachta b'chagech is by Sukkis. So how do you know? The Tana Rabbanan, v'hayisa ach sameach l'rabos lili yandaf achron. It says, v'hayisa ach sameach, you should be only happy. That's to include the last day. That's to include the Leil Shmini Atzeres. So Rashi says, it's from the extra word sameach. Because it already says the samachta. So what's the extra word sameach? So that is the illusion that there's an extra day of, there's an extra night of simcha. So it's referring to that last night of Shemini Atzeres, which is not mefurish b'Torah. The Meiri quotes another opinion that says no, it's not from the word sameach, it's from the word ach, which is the simple. So, but he said ach sameach l'rabos. You know, lately out of achron. The problem is, says the Meiri, ach is always the miyut. Ach is always a miyut. So how could ach here be a riboy? Ach is always a miyut. Maybe sometimes the Gemara says if you have two miyuts, it's l'rabos. Here there's only one miyut. So how can ach be a miyut? So says the Meiri, no, it's being mema'it that you can't do any item without simcha. Says that's what it's the achbal l'rabos l'liyad v'acharon. So that means that everything you do should have simcha. You shouldn't do anything without simcha. That's what the Meiri suggests. V'amru she'ein milos ach el lama'it ivra kachu el shu mamai kol davar below simcha. V'nimsei says simcha misrabes me'elecha. That's one pshat. The Maritz Chayis here quotes the Vilna Gaon. He says another pshat, which is more well known than that Meiri. The Maritz Chayis quotes the Vilna Gaon, where he says v'shamat u'b'shem agon achosin mirin v'vilna shamati d'be'emes me'yantav shal chag harishonim haya mitzvos sukkah v'lulav v'simcha v'kanem ar'ach samech t'haynu miyat d'rak simcha v'lo sukkah v'lulav v'haynu yantav acharon d'einsham ar'ak simcha v'su lo v'yim kein muchach l'rabo simcha noeg al-rabanim av'olam ach mi'uta v'nachon. Whatever the Maritz Chayis quotes the Gra, he always says like v'nachon v'davar nifla. He always ends off with an ecstatic statement. So anyway, so here he says ach means you only have simcha here. That's the miyut. There's no mitzvahs left. It's only simcha. Yeah.
Also, the Rashi explains that it would mean they can bring the shlamim on the seventh day, which would be ach tishrei.
Right. You would bring the shlamim on the seventh day because you don't shecht it. You bring it on during the day of Hoshana Rabbah and you eat it. Right. The simcha included, as we said, is eating the shlamim. You would eat it Shmini Atzeres night. And Hoshana Rabbah is the 21st, the Ach of Tishrei. Okay, so that the Rashi does not say that. That's a Hosafas Beryl. But that's true. And Achinami, so that's it fits into the Ach. The Ach is an allusion to the 21st of Tishrei, to Hoshana Rabbah, the day that you're going to shech the carpet. So it says the Gemara. So this extra pasuk teaches me that there's mitzvah simcha and leil shmini atzeres. Says the Gemara. Oh, eno ela hayantif harishon. No, maybe the the pasuk is teaching me that there's a mitzvah simcha on the leil first night of Yontif, of Sukkot. I know that Yisach Sameach is a mitzvah of Sukkot during all the days. And once all the days are included and there are nights in between, so obviously those nights have Simcha too. But the only Shilohs are the Leil Shmini Atzeres and Leil the first night. Because either the Simcha didn't start yet or the Simcha has finished already. So which one do you include? So it says the Gemara, which one do you include? Kshu Omer Achilik. No, Ach is Mechalek, which sounds like the Pshat of the Meiri, that it was the Ach word that was going before, not the Sameach word. So once you're going to include one and exclude another, why do you include Leil Shmini Atzeres and exclude Leil Rishon of Sukkis? So Mar Bani Leil Yantav Acharon Shei Simcha Lefanav. Most Ani Leil Yantav Rishon Shei Simcha Lefanav. It's easier to have an overflow, to have a hosafa, to have a hemshech, to continue the status quo, than to start something early. So, on Shmini Atzeres, we've had Simcha for 7 days, so that we include, okay, it continues for another day. Mashiach Enkein, to say it starts early, to say it starts on Leil Sukkis, so that is not true. So that is why, according to the Gemara, it seems like there is no mitzvah of Simcha, meaning Shalmei Simcha, at least, on the first night. So, of course, you have to shecht your Shlamim on Erev Yontif, but we know the Shlamim could be in for Shnei Yamim V'Layla Echad. So your Shlamim that you shechel on Erev Yontif, you know, could still be eaten on that day, the night in between, and the next day. What about Halacha L'Maisa? That is a machlokas, major machlokas achronim. It's famous Shagas Aryeh. Shagas Aryeh, we'll make it famous now. Right, Shagas Aryeh in Simin Samach Hei through Samach Hes. He discusses Simchas Yontif. This is what a lot of achronim discuss on Yontif. This is Shagas Aryeh. Shagas Aryeh, first of all, passes like the Rambam. There is a machlokas. Is there a mitzvah of simcha mida oraisa bizman hazeh? It's machlokas Rambam and Tosfos. Tosfos says there is no mitzvah of simcha daraisa, simchas yanda daraisa bizman hazeh, because ain simcha el basar psar shlamim. Midrabanan, you know, you can say you can still be happy today, but there is no mitzvah simcha daraisa bizman hazeh. The Rambam clearly argues. The Rambam says that obviously shlamim play a role, but there is simcha daraisa bizman hazeh b'chol dvarim hamesmechim. Right, like eating and drinking and buying the wives' night dvarim for Yantif and making the children happy. The Rambam quotes, right? It's mitzvah of simcha daraisa. It's machlokas with Tosfos in the Rambam. So Shagas Aryeh first of all says, I pass it like the Rambam. That's the first couple of simanim. But then in Siman Samaches, he says, what about the first night? He says, even though I'm very expansive and say it's daraisa bizman hazeh, but he says hadavar barur, that the first night of Sukkot has no mitzvah of simcha. A mitzvah of simcha noig ba'minat Torah. Mida Oraisa, there is no mitzvah of Simcha Mida Oraisa on the first side of Sukkot. After all, that's what the Gemara says. And then he quotes at the end, though, Mikal Makam, they have to be a mitzvah of Simcha Mida Rabbanan, because you find throughout the Gemara an idea, sometimes things are nidche mishum Simchas Yantif. And the Gemara never says, but the first night is not nidche. Right? It's not machalik between the Gemara and Beitza, which is coming up in a few weeks, Bez Hashem, right? That you don't find a chilukim between the first night and other nights. The Gemara says in Arei Pesachim we had that if you drink the Dalet Kosos Babas Achas, Shasam Babas Achas, what does it say? Yidei Yayin Yatsa, Yidei Dalet Kosos Lo Yatsa. What's Yidei Dalet Kosos? The Rosh Hashanah says it's the Mitzvah of Simcha. What do you mean it's the first night? It's the Seder. It said, no, there's a mitzvah midrash rabbanan at least. So that is his shita, that there's no simcha daraisa on the first night, there's only a mitzvah rabbanan. And this is argued on by the Avnei Ezer. Yeah. Like getting married. Oh, so the Mishnah Brura in the Shaar Tzion, in the Siman and Cholam Oed, says that you find, the Shulchan Aruch there, Paskins, he discusses about getting married on Erev HaChag and having the Suda Leil HaChag. Right? So you just go, what about Eiv Marvin Simcha B'Simcha? And Marcus was having the Suda of the wedding, right? So we said in the olden days they didn't have so much money, so they had to try to be Misarif all the Sudas. We mentioned if Shlomo Zalman got married on a Friday of Purim, right? So that's why all the whole Suda was one big Hemshach, the Shabbos, the Purim, the wedding. But are you allowed to do that? Eimar Arvin, so Purim's Drabanan, fine. But Eimar Arvin Simcha B'Simcha. So the Mishnah Berurah says, according to the Shagas Aryeh, it's fine. Why? Because there's no Mitzvah of Simcha the first night. So there's no Eimar Arvin Simcha B'Simcha. Simcha only starts the next day. That is, the Mishnah Berurah says it fits in with the Shagas Aryeh. But the Avnei Nezer and others say, no, the Gemara's talking about specifically the Shlamim, the aspect of Simcha, of the Shalmei Simcha, that doesn't apply the first night. But the other Dvarim, Hanuhukim B'Simcha, he says that for sure applies even on the first night. That's in here in a Simin Tavchav Gimel. It says, V'yish La'ayin, if it applies, Achlin Yechiv Ksus Naki, V'yayin Yashon, B'zman Azeh, T'migrad V'smach V'chagecha, Yofin Unlo, V'sham Moksiv, Ach, Chayiv Gamble Leon V'rishon, and then he quotes the Shagas Aryeh, and he argues, V'kar B'yarn Sh'eim Yisham Raya Klal. I argue with the Shagas Aryeh. I think that there is a mitzvah of simcha, Zeborur Kashemesh. Right? I think there is a mitzvah of simcha even on the first night, Bizman Azeh. Okay, let us continue. Next Mishnah. Sukkah Shiva Kesad, the mitzvah of Sukkah for all 7 days. Gomar Milecho, Lo Yafter Sukkaso. Once you finish eating late on Hoshana Rabbah night, don't take apart your Sukkah yet. Even though you finished eating, don't take apart your Sukkah yet. Why? Rashi says, because you might need it, right? Any second, you might get hungry, you still might need your sukkah. So it's a practical reason you can't take apart your sukkah yet. The Ran here says, no. It's Basukas Teshmus Shivas Yamim. You need your sukkah for 7 days. Forget the fact that you're going to have to eat it. You need that sukkah for 7 days. What does that mean? Separate from the eating issue. He contrasts it. Separate from the eating issue. No, you need it for 7 days. So again, if you remember, and we're going to talk about this again in a second, we had a few weeks ago, we discussed that sukkah is not just a place to eat, but it's your headquarters for the week. And that's what we said. The Mishnah always talks about the kalim, putting the kalim in, moving the kalim out. Right? It doesn't just say to stop eating and to leave, the Mishnah said. But that's what the Bryce said earlier, and now look at the next line. We'll get it to in the Gemara, but that could be the Pshat of the Ran. The Ran is that, no, you need your sukkah there for 7 days. That's your headquarters for sukkahs. After that, so then you could change. So what do you do? Aval, even though you're not allowed to take apart your sukkah, but more is a kelim and minchol mala, but late Hoshana Rabbah day, you're allowed to take your kelim out, because you want to use it for the Shmini Atzeres. Again, this is talking about in Eretz Yisrael, where in Shmini Atzeres you're going to be sitting inside. That's what the Gemara is talking, that's what the Mishnah is talking about. Ein lo kelim lahorid mahu. What if you don't have any kelim to bring down? Remember, they used to have the sukkah on the roof. That's why you use the lashon of lahorid. What if you don't have any kelim to bring down? What do you do? It says Gemara, ein lo kelim. You have nothing. You have no kelim in the sukkah. El ki yishtamish b'mayishtamish. So what do you use in the sukkah? Of course, you have kelim in the sukkah. So who doesn't have kelim in the sukkah? So says the Gemara. No. Ela ein lo makom. Rashi takes out the next two words. Ein lo makom mahu. What if you want to sit in your sukkah? You're having a lot of guests for Yantif, and your dining room's not so big. So you want to sit in your sukkah on Shmini Atzeres too. But Shmini Atzeres, Eretz Yisrael, you're not allowed to sit. It's Bal Tosif. So what do you do? You know, what do you do to the sukkah? You know, in order to be able to sit in the sukkah and not violate Bal Tosif. Ein lo makom mahu. That's how Rashi interprets the Gemara. Right, you want to sit there. So says the Gemara, Rav Chiya bar Rav Ashi Amar Pochis Barba. You ruin the sukkah, you take away four tzfachim of the schach. You take away four tzfachim of the schach, so that's a gilui da'as, that you're not doing it l'shem mitzvah, because you've ruined your sukkah, and therefore, then it would be allowed. Pochis barba, four tzfachim. What's the cap? What if you need a ben hashmashes? What if you need a so let's wait for a minute for that. Even more basic question. Tosa says Arashi, three tvachim. What do you mean? We learn Masechta Sukkah. Now we're Bekiyim. We know that three tvachim of airspace pasul, four tvachim of pasul schach pasul, but three tvachim of airspace is one of the questions, right? So pochis bar arba. So what do you mean arba? Tosas leads to Vesarachian. The Ritva here defends Rashi. He says no. What Rashi means is that if you have a sukkah with usually three tvachim would pasul for sure. That would pasul airspace there, but it could be that if you have a big sukkah, three tefachim pasul, but the rest of the sukkah, you know, maybe if you have four walls, so then dal mihacha that area, and the rest of the sukkah is still a good sukkah. So says the Ritva, the chiddush of four tefachim is that even if it's a huge sukkah, if you take away an area of four tefachim, which is a makom chashuv, that works to pasul and to have a gilui das on the entire sukkah. That's the chiddush of dal tefachim. You're right, gimel tefachim per se would be enough, and that is the... And that is with my Ritva, and that is would be enough to pasul airspace. But here we're talking about the chiddush is that's in the case where there is the of the kol hechad like a sukkah zuel gimel tfanos to call ika the chiika avir gimel mifsala. If you only have a sukkah with three walls and therefore gimel tfachim would pasul the whole sukkah, fine. Three tfachim would pasul the whole sukkah. What's the chiddush here? Ashmin and rather, if you have a big sukkah with four walls, and even if you take away these three, you still would have a kosher sukkah. Still, if it's dalat u'makam chashuv to afagav the lo mifsaka b'hachi, because makom bitul havei v'gili daite she'ovar zmana. That's also a show, a sign that you are leaving your sukkah, you are changing your headquarters, and therefore that would be enough to do. Yeah. It's not an Indian being sosa. No, you still have the ohel. Not being sosa although. And for also this is Hoshana Rabbah saying else Amir la'akum malach al chalamoid, but this is the tzarach of the moed. This is the tzarach of the moed. Okay, that's Pochis Barba. That's the first shot. And the Rebbe Shuvah, and the Ron just gives a different answer. He says it's four, so it's Nikar Lakol. You're right, three is really what you need, but four is to make sure everybody sees. It's Nikar Lakol. Okay, one extra tefach. Rebbe Shuvah ben Levi Amar Mavlik Basaner. You do something else. You light a candle inside the sukkah, which we had earlier in the second parak, is not done. We don't light candles in the sukkah, so therefore it's either it's small or it's about Eish or other reasons it's Mius. So that is that's what Shimon Levi says. Velo pligi, and there's no machlokas between these two opinions of what to do. Halon v'halahu, us or them. Us here in Bavel, we're not allowed to be so. We can't be so in the sukkah. Why? Because we're gonna have to sit in it tomorrow. If we're gonna have to sit in it tomorrow, so then that's the opinion that says you just bring in a candle, which doesn't ruin your sukkah. It just makes it a little uncomfortable. Mashiachin alahu for Bnei Eretz Yisrael, so they can be soser. They can be soser their sukkah because they're not going to have to use it. Look in the Rashi here. Let's just finish and then we'll do the Rashi. The Gemara continues. Hatena sukkah katana. They're putting in the candle works by sukkah katana because sukkah katana we had earlier is the one that you're not allowed to put the candle in. Sukkah gedola ma'ikel meimar. What about a sukkah gedola? So the Gemara says no. Okay, you do something else. The ma'ayo bei bani michla. Bring in your cooking pots, which we said are usually not brought into the sukkah. Tama Rava, mani michla, barmi mitzalalta. As we said earlier, Rava says the eating kalim are outside the sukkah. Mani mishtaya ben mitzalalta. The kalim that you drink from can be in the sukkah. Rashi on ha-lun. Look at Rashi on ha-lun. This is us. L'bnei bavel shah shmini shalem savik shvi. For the b'nei bavel, where shmini aseres, lo kim luhu b'kviyat yarcha. Malik basanev lev chasena viv salena. They have to put in the candle. Why? L'fishet tzarech leishev b'machar. Because you have to sit in it tomorrow. Says of Yosef Engel. Relates to what we did yesterday. That's why I mentioned it again. Says of Yosef Engel on this Rashi. He says, Shamati misha'enam b'nei Torah. I heard from those who are not such b'nei Torah. Shel tolin b'divrei Rashi elu minhagim hagarua shelo lecho lel shmini aseres b'sukkah rak b'yomo. Right? Because what does Rashi say? Because they're going to have to eat it tomorrow. Why does Rashi say you have to eat it tonight? What does Rashi say? You have to eat it at Lamachar. So he says, some suggest that, this is a raya, haraya, that Rashi only says during the day and not at night. So he says, v'hu boros, to machar haidu, kol yo machar, v'gam leilo b'chlal. He says, that's definitely what Rashi, don't be medayik in machar in Rashi. He had a release to yesterday, just shows you, 100 years ago, he was also charif against this minog, following b'derach hagra, following b'derach many poskim. As we mentioned yesterday, based on the Karban Asanel, what the defense is of the Minhag, but that's a Husafa to yesterday to be Medayik in this Rashi. Okay, let's continue the next Mishnah. Nisach HaMayim Ketzad. How is Nisach HaMayim done? Right, the special avoda that was only done on Sukkot, the rest of the year only Nisach HaYayin, and Sukkot Nisach HaMayim. How is it done? Slocha Shalzav Machzeka Shlosha Lugim HaMayim Min HaShiloach. A golden cup they used to fill, filled with three lug of water that used to fill from the Shiloah, from the special water source in the valley next to the base of Mikdash. They went down there and they got the water. Higiyu l'shar hamayim, when they got up to the Shar Hamayim, which was called that Shar because of this avoda, when they got to the Shar Hamayim, taku v'riyeva taku, they blew shofar, all of it's because of simcha, all of akevesh, they start going up the ramp, upon alasmolo, and they turn to the left, the Kohen, doing the avoda of Mizchamayim, goes up the ramp. Remember, the ramp is on the south side of the Mizmeach. He starts going up the ramp, and amazingly, he turns to the left. As the Gemara is going to talk about, really, there were only three times all year that the Kohen got up the ramp, made a left. The Kohen always made a right. Based on the halacha, you're always supposed to go to the right. Kol pinah shatapono, pono l'derech yamin, you're always supposed to go to the right. So even if you just look at the left side, you're supposed to go up the ramp, you're going south to north, going up the ramp. So you're supposed to make a right, which is to go east and go all the way around. You're always supposed to make a right, as the Gemara is going to say. This is one of the three exceptions. Pana lismolo. And the Rashi is going to explain on the Gemara why these exceptions. Shnei sefalim shal kesef ha'yusham. There were two silver cups on the Mizbeach that were there. We're going to see in a minute, this Machlokas Rashi Tosfos, whether they were attached. According to Rashi, they were not attached, built into the Mizbeach, so that when you poured in, it went straight down into the Mizbeach, into the belly of the Mizbeach. No, according to Rashi, they were somewhat detached. Tosfos says they were one piece. But there were these two cups there. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, shall sit all you. They weren't silver, they were made out of lime. But they looked a little silver-like, because all of the wine blackens them over time. and that is why they looked silverish. Umnu kavin kamin shnei chot ben dakin. They had holes in them, like there were two like noses, and they both had little holes in them. Echad meuba ve'echadak. One a wider hole and one a smaller hole. Why was this? Kadeshi yushneim kolam basachas. You poured the wine into the one with the wider hole. You put the water into the one with the smaller hole, so that it would finish bebasachas. That the wine and the water would finish at the same time, because the nisach hayayin that you do every day is also done. The nisach hamayim is done. They're done at the same time. So you want that to be finished bebasachas. The Gemara does not. The Gemara is going to explain why. Why do you need different sizes of holes in order for them to be finished bebas achas? We mentioned before what the reason is, but we'll get to it again in the Gemara. So they have to finish bebas achas. So here's the Rashi. Look at Rashi on top, the second line of Rashi. V'yardin derech achosmin al gav hamizbeach. Rashi says you're going to pour it into the cups. It's going to then hit the mizbeach on top, and then and then Rashi says it'll get mixed in the wine and the water on the mizbeach, and then it'll fall into another hole and go into the shisin down into the mizbeach, and then it'll go out, be shot out through the pipes. That's Shitas Rashi. Tosfos on top here argues. Tosfos says no, it didn't hit the mizbeach. It went straight down. You poured it in, and there was a pipe that went straight down all the way. It didn't hit the mizbeach. So what is there? Is there beer in the machlokas? I saw it beautiful. The Brisker Rav. The Brisker Rav says that what's the beer? According to Rashi, the wine, the water has to hit the mizbeach. Meaning it's an avodas hamizbeach. The avodas hamizbeach, and it's a matana al gabi hamizbeach, just like a carbon. And if it's a matana al gabi hamizbeach, it's got to hit the mizbeach. Just like the dam has to hit the mizbeach. Just like the carbonas has to hit the mizbeach. And that's why, according to Rashi, it's not just an avodas hagavra that a person has to do, but it's an avodas hamizbeach. And that also could be why, I didn't see him connected to this, but also could be why, another question the Achronim ask. Why isn't there a mitzvah? So I usually bring up this issue. Why isn't there a mitzvah of Einos Mitzvahs Chavilos Chavilos? You have the same Kohen doing pouring the wine and pouring the water, according to some Shitas. The same Kohen. How can it be do two mitzvahs at the same time? So the answer is, it might be that it's two different avodas. The Yayin is the Yayin doesn't have to hit the Mizbeach, maybe, but the water had to hit the Mizbeach. So maybe one is an avodas of Mizbeach, one is more of an avodas of Gavr, it's a separate type of avoda. So maybe that's why there's no mitzvah, there's no Isser of Einos Mitzvahs Chavilos Chavilos doing mitzvahs in bunches. Either way, there's a machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos. What did the Mizbeach look like? And how did the Mizbeach, how did the pouring happen? That's a machlokas. Okay, Ma'arov HaShamayim Mizrach HaShoyayin, the western cup, the one towards the west was the one for the water, and the one to the east was of wine. Ira shalmayim l'toch shoyayim shalyan toch shalmayim yatsa. What if you mixed it up? Yatsa, you still yotze. What does mixed it up mean? So Rashi says, Pashtus, you poured them into the wrong ones. You poured the wine one into the water one, and the water one into the wine one. That's what picks it up. It's still yotze. The Rambam says, no. Let's say you mixed up the wine and the water together before you poured. That's what the Rambam says. That's maybe a little bigger chiddush. If you mix them up and then poured, so then that is yatsa. They're not mevatel zehazeh. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Blukai Manasseh Kol Shmoneh. Rabbi Yehuda has two arguments. As Rashi explained yesterday, this was quoted. Number one, Rabbi Yehuda says, you pour a lug of water, not shlosha lugin of water, so it's less water, but he says you even have nisach hamayim ashmini aseres, right? Kol Shmoneh, not just on Sukkos. Vola Manasseh Omer Lo, when the Manasseh is about to do the pouring, we say to him, Hagbaye Yatcha, lift up your hands. We want to make sure, we want it to be clear and visible what he's doing. Why? Shepamachas nisich echad agave ragla bergmukhala besrogeim. One time, there was a stuki, somebody who did not believe in Torah Shebal Peh, who poured it on his legs, meaning he faked, and he didn't pour it into the cups, because nisach hamayim is learned out either from a halacha l'moshe v'sinai, or from a remez of kamishpatam, kamishpatam, an extra mem yud mem, either way it's Torah Shebal Peh, and he didn't believe in Torah Shebal Peh, and that's why he did this. So dafka, we make sure, lift up your hand, in order for us to see it, and one time they did this, and all the Am stoned him with their esrogim, besrogehen, because he did this, so that we don't want that to happen again. So that is why we make sure that he lifts up his hands earlier. The Ritva here says that, actually not the Ritva here, it's Ritva in Yoma. Ritva says throwing their esrogim at him. You know, the Gemara there proved, the Gemara in Yuma there on Daf Chavav used this Mishnah to prove that Nisach HaMayim is only by Tamid Shel Shachar, not Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim, because when else are you going to have your Esrogs with you? So if you're throwing your Esrogs at him, so it must be Tamid Shel, that was the Raya of the Gemara there. So he asked the Ritva, maybe it was no Raya. Maybe it just mentions esrogs to teach you the chiddush how much they weren't even choshesh for the covet of their esrogs. They were so upset. Maybe it was at night, but it shows you how upset they were because they threw their esrogs. It says v'dilma nakar esrogeim, not to teach you that it was only by tamar shel shachar, but shalochashel the covet mixes esrog. So said the Ritva, no, just the opposite. To hapshita to kivin sheikir bo shu stuki zeu kvodo shel esrog lakadish bo hashem kinyin zeh. Says no, this is covet esrog to throw it at this guy because this guy is doing something so terrible. Oh, and just to have a one Hosafa, so the Rav in Rishima Shirim says, why dafka the esrogs? Why dafka did they throw their esrogs at him? He says, beautiful. He says, they said to him, we're saying to the Stuki, you don't believe in Torah Shabbat Peh? So how do you know what a Priyei Tzadar is? You need Torah Shabbat Peh to know what an esrog is. You use an esrog. What, you have a Priyei Tzadar, why don't you use a lemon or a quince? You don't. You use a Priyei Tzadar, you use an esrog. So just like you use an esrog, Torah Shabbat Peh, you better be more than this. You can't go chaisi chaisi. You can't understand any of Torah Shabbat Peh without Torah Shabbat Peh. That's why Dafka, they threw their esrog in to teach him that lesson. Okay. Just like they did on weekdays, they also did on Shabbos. Ella, what's the only difference in the Nisach HaMayim practice? But they did the She'iva before Shabbos, because they didn't want to have any Hotzah issues, Tiltal issues, so that's why they did it before Shabbos. But they couldn't put it in a regular Kli Sharis, because the halacha is that anything that's left over inside a Kli Sharis overnight is Nifsal Mishumlina. It becomes Pusel. So therefore, they had to use a different kli, a golden kli that was not mukudeshes, not a kli shares, and that's what they left it. Manicha b'lishka, and they left it in the lishka overnight. Nishvacha nisgalsa, what happens if overnight, any year, the water gets spilled out, or is left galui, is left revealed, and there's worry that a snake was walking around, was sliding around, and some poison went in. So then they got water, forget the shiloach, they got water from the kiyar, which was connected overnight, but it went down, it was lower down, we had it in Mesechus Yuma, and it was connected to the water underneath. Why is this? Why is this? Nifsal, you can't use it, because water or wine that was left overnight is possible at Gabi Mizbeach. Why? Rashi says, because there's a choser shir. If there's some poison in here from the snake, then there's less water than there's supposed to be, because you have an exact amount of shlosh lugin, and that's the psul. Tosfos says, no, it just means it's hakriban olafachasecha. It's disgusting. It's mius. You shouldn't bring this to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos is exactly what the problem is with this. We've spoken in the past, do these halakhas apply bisman hazeh? Right, snakes aren't matsui. Do the halakhas of gilui apply bisman hazeh? So that is a separate discussion. Some achronim say it wasn't one of the nisim in the Beis HaMikdash, but lo haya nachash sarav akrav the Beis HaMikdash. Okay. So is this called, they weren't mazik, I don't say they were there.
It's hizik.
Hizik, right. So the question I saw, is this hizik? Is this hizik? You're not, nobody's getting hurt. Is this hizik? You're damaging the dvarim. Okay.
A lot of things that they did,
right, ain't so canal and ace, ain't so one on ace. We had right that the meat becoming
the
Kohen Gadol with the carry, and the Gemara talks about how the psukim in Sefer Shmuel Aleph talk about how one of the chatam of Chafni Upinchas, the Bnei Eli, was that they left the meat, and the Medrash says, and the Zvuvim came to the meat. So we ask, one of the nisim was that the meat never got bugs. They say maybe it means only if you're following the halacha did the nisim occur. Others say that the nisim only were part of the Beis HaMikdash, not the Mishkan. It's also fascinating. Maybe the ten nisim were only Beis HaMikdash, and that was about the Mishkan Shiva. So maybe that's where it didn't happen. Midrani Mili says the Gemara, how do I know that there was simcha and that you blow shofar, let's say, when the Nisach HaMayim happens? Amar of Ina, don't leave it, it's an agarata. Damar Krosh, after Mayim Besasson, Vechulu. Based on, you should draw water Besasson. And Sasson is an allusion to shofar. Here we go. There were two heretics. One was named Sasson and one was named Simcha. Amalei Sasson LeSimcha. There's a Purim video coming up. Amalei Sasson LeSimcha. So Sasson says to Simcha, I'm better than you. You see, I'm first in the Pasuk. Sasson before Simcha. Vachulu. Amalei Simcha LeSasson. I know a different minach. Now I'm better than you. Tichsiv Simcha VeSasson LeYehudim. Amalei Sasson LeSimcha. No, Sasson then turns to Simcha and says, no. Chad Yoma Shavkuch. One day they're going to leave you. V'shavich Parvanka. You're going to become a runner. You're going to become a servant and run in front of me. Tichsiv Ki V'Simcha Zeitzeyu. With Simcha I will go out. So you're going to be my runner. So Amalei Simcha LeSasson. No. Chad Yoma Shavkuch. One day they're going to leave you. Umalu B'cha Maya. One day they're going to leave you. They're going to cut you up and fill you up with water. Tichsiv U'Shavtem Mayim B'Sasson. There's going to be water in Sasson. So after that conversation, it's unclear if it's the same one, but it is. So Sasson then turns to Rabbi Avohu. He forgot his friend Simcha, but he turns to Rabbi Avohu and says, Asi disu de timluli mayel amadasi. He says, Rabbi Avohu, you're going to serve me, you're going to pour water for me in the days to come. Right? You're going to pour water for me. So Amalei says, Rabbi Avohu, I have iksev lisasson kitaka amrit. If it says to sasson, then you'd be right. But hash iksev bisasson, it says with sasson. So what does that mean? Mashke dehu gavar meshrinan leguda, the skin of you, they're going to make into a jug, umalina be'maya, and they're going to fill it with water. So, what is going on here? So I heard a long time ago B'shem the Avni Nezer, and I'm very happy to be right here. I've quoted it here, quoted exactly where it is. It's quoted from the Shemi Shmuel. What's the pshat? Simcha and Sasson are two types of happiness. Simcha and Sasson. Simcha, like for example, it says Kamotze Sas Anochi Alim Rasecha Kamotze Shalarav. Sasson is a sudden. You find something that has been lost. Like it's a deep, strong, amazing, immediate. Immediate feeling, unbelievable simcha at one moment. That's sason, but it's usually fleeting. It's deep, but it's fleeting. Simcha is over time. It's deeper. It lasts, but it might not be as intense at the moment because there is no moment. These are two types of simcha. So the minim are arguing with each other, and this is expanded upon by the Shemi Shmuel, his son. The Ebenezer starts this, and then the Shemi Shmuel expands. The machlokas between them was that life's about being happy, right? Atzvus is terrible, philosophical, doesn't get you anywhere. So isn't the purpose of life to be happy? So they're arguing about which happiness is greater. Is it greater to have the simcha type of happiness or the sasan type of happiness? Isn't it? So that's the argument. They come to Rabbi Avo and say, "Aye, shavta mayim b'sasan." Rabbi Avo says, "No, you're missing the point. Simcha is very important to life, but it's just a means." It's just a means. You're supposed to use simcha to be over to Kadosh Baruch Hu. They're going to fill you up with water and use you. That's the simcha. They're going to fill your means to help out in life. That's not that you're the goal. Lissason. It doesn't say lissason. It's bisason. So these simchas are just, you're both right. There's a milo shame bezulaso. And that's why these words are brought in shot. Who cares about what these meanim held? The answer is that there is a mile to sasson, there is a mile to simcha. But be'ikar hadavar, that is not the tachlis ha'adam, and bar rabbi avov, be'hikal kat kadam, that the truth is that it just means, and it is not an end. Okay, that's the vart on sasson and simcha. So that's why it's a good vart also to say at a simcha, any type of simcha. So the simcha that we have here, we should use as a means to get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No, everybody's ears are gonna open when you start talking about minim named sasson and simcha. So it's a very nice, interesting thing to talk about. I just gave people drushes. Gave people drushes. I didn't take away drushes. And I've said before, anything I say in the daf, I'm allowed to use in the drush. It doesn't count. All about kevus funnel a smolo. Continues the gemara. 1.5 more minutes. Belina there. Tanur rabbanan. So this is the one we go up the mizbeach to do the nisach hamayim, and you make a left. Says the Gemara, "Kol olam mizbeach olam derech yamin, umakim yer derech smol." Throughout the year, you go up and you make a right, because everything has to be to the right, and you go all the way around. Chutz min olam l'shoshes v'ramah, because you always go to the right, just like some poskim talk about by boi b'shalom. You're supposed to turn to the right, go to the right, and then go back to the right when you turn forward. So chutz min olam l'shoshes v'ramah halalu. Right, also by the bima, you make a right. After you get an ali, you go to the right. Going to the right is always. So chutz min olam l'shoshes v'ramah halalu, except for the following three occurrences when you go up to the left. You go to the left. Nisach hamayim and yain, which were done at the southeast corner. And why did you go straight to the left? The Gemara Menachos tells, because if you walk all the way around, maybe the smoke by that time from the mizbeach will ruin your wine and your water. So that's why you're allowed to go straight. And also the olas ha'of, which is usually done on the east side of the mizbeach, because that's where it was thrown. That's where the pile of the olas ha'of, right? The Gemara says in the mizbeach el adama. I'm sorry, Ola Sa'of is totally hukrav. There's no Ola Sa'of is totally hukrav, so it's an Ola. So you're going to throw it to the side of the Mizbeach, which is on the east. But if there's so many of them, you're going to have to do it on the west. El Shari Mishcharin says of Yehuda that the cups were not really silver, they were just blackened from the wine. So Bishlam Diyayin Mashkir. Fine, the wine one got dirty. Demaya my Mashkir. What about the water one? Why isn't that blackened? Kivin the Ramar, Il Shamayim Latosha Yam, Shayan Tosha Mayim Yatsa. No, since we said that if it gets mixed up, it's okay. Shamayim Maslashkure. So sometimes it could become blackened too, because sometimes you poured the wine one into the water one. It had two holes, one was larger than the other one. So Lemma Caesar Behudahi Vlorabanan. Are we supposed to assume that the Mijalak Behudah and other Rabbanan desire Rabbi Yehuda Omer Belukai Manasseh Kol Shmona, because Rabbi Yehuda says that there's different shiurim, there's different amounts of water and wine, because lug, there's a Rabbi Yehuda holds there's a lug of water and there's a revius, which is three lugin of wine. So is that why there were different is this mission like Rabbi Yehuda? There were different size holes, so they finished at the same time because there's different amount of water and wine. The Rabbanik Yehuda didn't know, because according to the Rabbanik, it's the same. It's the same same amount of water and wine. Says the Gemara, no. Afilu tamer abanan chamer salach maya kolish. No, the difference is the viscosity of the wine and the water is different. It's the same exact amount, but the water goes faster. So that's why the wine has to have a bigger hole, so that the wine and the water get finished at the same time. So it could even be according to Rabbanan, how can I mistaver? It makes sense. Because if it's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, we see he uses different words in a brisa. Rachav akatzer islay. Why a different word, not av and dak. The Tanya Yehuda Omer Shnei Kisvos Hayusham Echad Shemayim Vechad Shoyayin Shoyayin Pia Rachav Shemayim Pia Katzar Kedishi Yushneim Kolam Bas Achas Shmamina. So you see that Rabbi Yehuda uses different words. So our mission must not be Rabbi Yehuda. Okay. Enjoy tomorrow's daf. As I don't want to steal Menachem's thunder, but tomorrow's daf has a drasha about Bereishis Bara Elokim Etzah Shemayim Etzah Aretz. Bereishis Perak Aleph Pasuk Aleph on Parshas Bereishis. Today's shiur was Lezecha Nishmas Dov Esi Ben Dov Mordechai, whose yard site is today, and L'Refuah Shalema, Daniel Dov Ben Rashka. Daniel Dov Ben Rashka, sponsored by the Daskal and Ginsburg families. That it is a meat. This is the ma'it that you can't.